Good afternoon, it's 1:06 with WXPR News. I'm Mackenzie Martin. Authorities say human remains were found inside a house in Langland County where a fire broke out over the weekend. The Langland County Sheriff's Department says emergency crews were called Sunday morning to the house in the town of Elko. Firefighters say after the fire was put out, authorities found human remains inside. The cause of the fire is under investigation. An autopsy has been scheduled. New Year's revelry tonight can be ended with a drunk driving arrest. To make sure you don't run afoul of the law, seven area counties are involved with the Tavern League of Wisconsin's Safe Ride Home program. Aaron Schultz owns Big Daddy's in downtown Rhinelander and is Safe Ride coordinator for the Oneida County Tavern League.
The Oneida County Tavern League, in conjunction with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, ensures that you get home safely at no charge to the person requesting the ride. This is a free ride home, provided you get it from a Oneida County Tavern League member.
Schultz says it's easy to do.
All you have to do is you have to ask the bartender, hey, can you call me a safe ride? That's it.
Schultz says the establishment will give a voucher to the cab driver, and the voucher covers your fare for the ride home. Schultz says they have fundraisers throughout the year to provide the funds for the rides. He says individual establishments buy the voucher books to be able to give to patrons requesting a ride. Statewide, the cost of the program last year was nearly $1 million. The program is partially funded by a surcharge on people convicted of drunk driving, and the rest is paid by Tavern League members. The program is available in Oneida, Vilas, Langland, Lincoln, Price, Iron, and Marathon counties. Last year, Tavern League members provided more than 91,000 safe rides to their patrons. If there's a non-native plant or an animal that you've noticed, there's an opportunity to get it among the species listed as invasive. Ken Crawl has more.
Oneida County Aquatic Invasive Species Coordinator Stephanie Boismanou says the DNR's Invasive Species Council is taking recommendations for a species you consider invasive to be assessed whether it should be included in the revised rule for invasive species. She says they are also reassessing the current list of aquatic invasives.
So this is an opportunity for citizens to give their voice about what they would consider to be an invasive species, whether it should be a restricted or prohibited invasive species.
Boismanou offers one example of a beautiful but non-native plant that could be on the list.
So, for instance, a lot of people don't consider Phragmites to be a prohibited species in every county. I believe that it should be a prohibited species in every county, and it is not. Some counties, it's just restricted. Here in Oneida County, it is actually prohibited, so you cannot have that on your property at all. So that's just one example of what the current rule is going to be looking at.
She says it doesn't matter if it's aquatic, terrestrial, or wetland or plant, animal, or organism. The invasive species rule creates a comprehensive, science-based system with criteria to classify invasive species into two categories, prohibited and restricted. With certain exceptions, the transport, possession, transfer, and introduction of prohibited species is banned. Restricted species are also subject to a ban on transport, transfer, and introduction, but possession is allowed with the exception of fish and crayfish. We have a link at WXPR to the DNR list that is under consideration. Ken Crawl, WXPR News.
How did sustainable agriculture fare in the 2018 Farm Bill? Eric Tegethoff speaks with an analyst who breaks down the wins and losses.
Margaret Crome, policy director for the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute, says the bill provides baseline funding for beginning farmers and local food programs. It also will support research into organic farming. Crome says these are wins for Wisconsin farmers.
Those are important for rural communities in the state and for the agriculture community in the state. Money for grazing, money for organic. Wisconsin is a state with a strong and growing organic agriculture sector, and that's important that we have that support.
Crome says the Conservation Stewardship Program will be retained, but with cuts. It's the bill's largest working lands program and provides financial incentive and technical assistance for implementing conservation practices on farms. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Eric Tegethoff.
You're listening to WXPR News. Stay tuned, just ahead, it's Crossroads Cafe with your host, Dusty Sarazen.